This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood is telling its supporters about the abortion giant's worst fear. Ted Cruz is the next U.S. president. Cruz has noted evidence of misconduct at Planned Parenthood. He says that his first day as president will see an official investigation based on federal law regarding allegations of the at least unorthodox partial birth procurement and the illegal sale of abortion specimens. Pro-life advocates Wednesday protested California Attorney General Kamala Harris. Protesters said that Harris overlooked allegations of blatant criminal activity with friends of her political campaigns to raid the home of David DeLayton. Abortion advocates' strategy so far is likely based on hopes that the public will ignore such actions because they failed to recognize the special First Amendment free speech privileges accorded citizen journalists. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, Marco Rubio and an Oregon pro-life group have offered endorsements of the Ted Cruz campaign. An author at The Federalist documents how the Guttmacher Institute uses stats to further a false narrative, crediting Planned Parenthood with abortion rate reductions. Just before Congress examines gender-biased abortions, the research arm of the Susan B. Anthony List now documents that sex selection abortions are a worldwide problem, even here in the U.S. This has been Life News Radio.